You're listening to EPN, the ePodcast Network.
Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network, your channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and some of the world's top executives who share business strategies and insights that can all help you build your business, leading to your business success. And now, broadcasting from anywhere between Brazil, South America to Los Angeles, California, it is your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Today, we are speaking with Elena Ledoux, the co-founder of Superb Maids, the number one maid service in Las Vegas, Nevada. As an UBEC immigrant, she practiced law in Honolulu, Hawaii, before moving to Las Vegas with her family and started a professional house cleaning company. Elena, certainly a pleasure to have you with us today on Enterprise Radio.
Thank you. I'm glad to be here.
And we're happy that you joined us as well. So for starters, Elena, what do you do for sales and marketing? What caused your fast growth and what were the best channels for acquiring new clients? I think we can learn a lot from your responses to those questions.
Yes, so we get that question a lot. We're currently number one maid service in Las Vegas, even though we started about 2 years ago. We won some awards, including the Best of Las Vegas by Review Journal. And we currently have over 1,900 clients. So it's pretty dramatic growth in a short span of time. So I would say initially we were testing different avenues to see which one performs better. And the ones that were showing some potential, we were investing more effort into them. But ultimately, the best source of revenue and best source of new clients were our existing clients. So currently, 70% of our business comes from referrals from existing clients or their friends and family. So I would say providing outstanding customer service is what is a primary driver of our growth.
Now, let's focus in on startups. Elena, we have a lot of listeners tuning in that are in the middle of the road. They're contemplating starting a company like you did. Now, first of all, the question would be, should one start a company? What if they're not an entrepreneur, they're a lawyer, an accountant, maybe a stay-at-home mom, etc., and we're not sure that we can do this, or they're not sure that they can do this? What's your response to that, and what's your comments there?
To just give you a message that actually definitely give it a try. This is how I was my whole life. I was a professional, an attorney. I didn't intend to be entrepreneur ever. In fact, I try to purposely avoiding it at any chance I can. I didn't want the burden, the responsibility, the risk of it. But I started this company to help my friend out who just immigrated 2 years ago. So we wanted to give her a job, essentially, and a way to feed her family. So when we started, it's kind of out of necessity, and we didn't plan for it to grow so much. But once you get going, it's very exciting. It's amazing. It's very creative type of work. You're always thinking. You're always adjusting. You're always growing. It's exciting. And you're dealing with people. I probably learned more from running this business for 2 years than I learned from, going to law school for 3 years, frankly. So I would say give it a try. Definitely weigh the risks and see what you're risking. Don't invest a lot of money into it right away and start small and then just take it from there.
And shifting back to your company, what do you do for branding and how do you differentiate yourself in the marketplace and how did you come up with a logo? Touch on that if you would.
Good question. We actually have that. I get asked a lot as well because people who are usually starting the business, they are kind of agonizing over this initial phase. What should be the name of the company? What should be the logo? What should be the colors? What should be the motto? And they spent inordinate amount of time trying to come up with those things. Time that should have been spent more on actually getting the client, getting the clients to pay for your service or getting a demand for your service or product. So I always say, don't worry about it. We didn't have any logo for a long time. For the first year of business, we just had either random logo or no logo. And then eventually I was able to afford to actually professional logo done by a company that we have a long time relationship with. So, but it's not, just think about it this way, you know, like Apple has a pretty silly name when all said and done. And a lot of other companies, you wouldn't think that, you know, if somebody told you, I want to start a computer company or IT company, I'm going to call it Apple. You know, you would say, well, that's a terrible idea. But actually, it's not about the name. It's not about the logo. It's more about who you are. So I would say just focus more on the values that you bring to the table. What is it that you're doing for your clients? What do you stand for? So I think values are a lot more important. And so those were identified from the very beginning. And so our values are honest, simple, clean. So which stands for obviously honesty and integrity, because it's critical in any service business, actually in any business, especially more critical in house cleaning business, because you're entering somebody's home. This is their private sanctuary. And so they trust you with their most, you know, deep inner secrets and how they live, you know, what they're, you know, what they look like at the worst. So trust is absolute key. And then simple is we're based on technology. Everything in our company, it has either an app or some kind of software behind it. We make everything painless and simple and commonsensical, just so it eases the stress from our staff and also from our clients. If they want to book an appointment, it's very easy to do online. And you know, they get reminders, they get texts and emails about the appointments. Everything is very automated. So it makes it easier for us to scale as a company, and that's probably partially why we grew so much. But also it makes it interesting for the clients, and kind of they expect it nowadays. The new generation of clients, they expect everything to be technology-based, not like the old-fashioned, you know, pen and paper stuff. And then clean is, we stand for quality. Our quality is far higher than a lot of other companies and competitors. We initially, when I was starting the company, I noticed there are a lot of messages or postings on Facebook in those garage sale groups that are saying, I'm looking for a maid service, I'm looking for a maid service. And then I read a lot of, so I knew there was demand, but then I went to Yelp and Google and I read some of the local companies' reviews, and a lot of them complained about quality problems and issues. So I realized the quality will be critical to kind of rising to the top. And we invested a lot of time into making sure we have the best equipment, the best chemicals, you know, the best people, especially. This is most critical stuff. And we have really high standards. Which, for example, we hire sometimes employees from five-star hotels, and we have to retrain them to kind of up it a little bit, a notch, because they're good, but they're not good enough for us, so we have to retrain them. So I would say if you're just starting out, definitely look into what is it that you stand for, what does the market want, and what is congruent with who you are as a person, because if you, for example, make your motto like fun and, you know, boisterous or whatever, but your personality is very conservative, it's just not going to, you're not going to be authentic. But if you stand for something else, like simplicity or, you know, family, for example, then just go for it. And people will respond to that as well. They can smell that from you, you know, if you're authentic, if you're true to yourself. So, and then your brand and everything else will evolve around those values as long as you stay true to them.
Super information, Elena, and I really like the part about Apple and the analogy there. That's well noted. Today, we're joined by Elena Ledoux, co-founder of Superb Maids, the number one maid service in Las Vegas, Nevada, here on Enterprise Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. You can also follow the show on Twitter at ePodcast Network, and we're also streaming on demand 24/7 on TuneIn Radio and the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. Now, tell us, Elena, how or where do you find employees?
Employees finding and training is probably the biggest pain point for a lot of service company owners. So we look for employees all the time everywhere. And we basically look for the right aptitude and attitude. So they have to be very positive and bright and, you know, fit and also attractive, because most people want to see someone in their home who doesn't look like a serial killer, for example, as a minimum. So it's a challenge for sure. We place ads on Indeed. We network. We tell everybody we know. But again, the biggest source of employees, just like with our clients, is our current employees. So they know that we treat them well. We provide a lot of freedom to our employees. They get to choose their partner, their schedule, which days they want to work. They get to choose the clients they want to service, the types of cleaning they want to do, the products they want to use. So they get a lot of, they almost have the same freedom as independent contractors do, but they're actually employees. So people who are independent and intelligent and bright, they sort of thrive in this type of setting. And they know that we treat them with respect. There is never any kind of scolding going on or pressuring. Everybody understands that we're all adults and we're all trying to do our best. So if there's any mistake or error, everybody understands that that wasn't, you know, meant to be to happen. So we just focus on remedying the situation and getting better next time. But again, you know, as I said, our current employees are the ones who bring us the most new employees. And we have pretty low turnover, especially for the industry that we're in.
In conclusion, Elena, would you do it all over again, or would you choose a different business or a different route?
I would definitely do it again. It changed me as a person and allowed me to learn so much more. For example, I always thought I was a complete introvert. And as an attorney, especially, you know, insurance defense attorney, it's probably a long, with CPAs, probably one of the most boring type of profession, and the personality type. I always thought of myself as a very kind of conservative, kind of gray type of person, gray cardinal. But the business entrepreneurship opened up the whole new channel within me. So it's almost like I have to deal with people. I have to talk to them. I have to sell. I have to sell the service or sell the company to our employees. I have to sell our vision. So it's very interesting. It's like having a second life almost. So I would definitely do it again. I would recommend it to anyone to definitely try it. And the sweetest part is the freedom. Once you become an entrepreneur, that freedom that you have over your own time, it's not, it's priceless. I can never go back. I mean, I loved law. I mean, I really loved it, but And I still miss it actually to this day, but you can never compare it to this taste of freedom. So I would do it again, yes.
Elena, it certainly has been our pleasure to have had you, and thanks for being frank and authentic in your responses to the questions. There's a lot that we can certainly learn from and also apply no matter what industry that we find ourselves in. So thanks so much. Where can listeners get more details on Superb Maids, and also how could they be in touch?
Well, you could always email me to Elena at, which is E-L-E-N-A, at superbmaids.net. You can check out our website, superbmaids.net. Or there is a course that I teach, I believe it's on Teachable platform, for how to start a cleaning business. If you're interested in this particular type of business, I lay it all out there. So I'll be happy to share that.
Awesome stuff. Elena, thanks so much for taking the time to be with us. Continued success. And again, thanks for joining us here on Enterprise Radio.
All right. Thank you. It was a pleasure.
We have been speaking with Elena Ledoux, co-founder of Superb Maids, the number one maid service in Las Vegas, Nevada. And for more information, simply visit superbmaids.net. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Pick up our iPhone or Android mobile app for your exclusive mobile listening convenience. And once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks again for listening to Enterprise Radio here on the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. To subscribe for future programming, simply visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.